The First Benchen Lama. In this program, His Holiness the Dalai Lama draws on a vast array of Indian and Tibetan textual and oral traditions to explain a 17-stanza poem by the First Benchen Lama. The Dalai Lama unpacks the meaning of the stanzas one by one by giving a detailed presentation of the stages of death, the intermediate state between lives, and rebirth, all the while describing their practical application in a very moving way. Having paid obeisance to the manifestation of wisdom, he begins the poem itself. I will explain the poem stanza by stanza. The poem in its entirety is read twice at the end of this program, once alone and once with the advice associated with each stanza. Therefore, I would like to discuss the history of the titles Dalai Lama and Benchen Lama, and the line of incarnations of the author of the poem, the First Benchen Lama. I also want to clear up several misunderstandings about the situation in Tibet and talk about the current incarnation of the Benchen Lama, who is under house arrest in China. The poem that is at the heart of this study was written in the 17th century. Its importance and relevance have been transmitted by monastics and laypersons in Tibet and now throughout the world. But to take for granted the ability to study and to practice it is to be blind to the current state of religion in Tibet, the situation of the Benchen Lama, and the ongoing tension between Tibet and China. In the mid-13th and early 14th century, Tsongkhapa Losang Takpa founded a spiritual tradition in Tibet called Geluk, also known as the Yellow Hat School. Around 1445, a student of Tsongkhapa, Gendun Trub, built a large monastery called Dashilumbo, which in English means Mount Lock, in Shigodze, in a province west of Lhasa, the capital of Tibet. Gendun Trub retroactively came to be called the first Dalai Lama when the third incarnation in his line, Sonam Gyatso, 1543 to 1588, received the name Dalai, which is a Mongolian translation of his own name Gyatso, which means ocean, from his Mongolian patron and follower, Altan Khan, in 1578. Gendun Trub also received the name Benchen, from an erudite Tibetan contemporary, Podong Chole Namgyel, when he answered all of the latter's questions. Benchen means great scholar. From the Sanskrit word bandita, meaning scholar, and the Tibetan word chembo, meaning great. Successive abbots of Dashilumbo Monastery, who were elected and served limited terms, were all called Benchen.